You're listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Stay tuned now for Shoal to Gale.
Support comes from Boulder Opera, presenting Manon by Massenet on February 18th and 19th at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder. Tickets and information can be found at BoulderOperaCompany.com.
KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco are thrilled to bring the big, big fun of live Mardi Gras back to Boulder. Join us on Saturday, February 4th at the legendary Avalon Ballroom for a fay-do-do done to a fare thee well. Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble will provide the tunes that'll get your legs shaking and your mojo hands quaking. There'll be awesome Cajun Creole cuisine from Sauvage. Beer and wine will be available in case your dancing shoes are a bit tight, and if you put on your best party duds, you could win the costume contest. I know I'm going just to see what Big Daddy is wearing. Zydeco dance lessons at 7, music at 8, tickets at kgnu.org. Get your Shrove on!
Support comes from the Jacobson team at Compass Real Estate, sponsoring KGNU's 2023 Mardi Gras Bash, taking place on Saturday, February 4th at the Avalon Ballroom. Tickets and information can be found at kgnu.org.
Roger at the microphone tonight for Shoal to Gale. Special show tonight. Special show for a special man, special musician, special artist. The incredibly talented and funny and nice Seamus Begley passed away on January 9th. Had a sudden heart attack, and unfortunately, we've lost one of the finest musicians and voices in recent memory of Irish traditional music. And Seamus was born in West Kerry, and grew up in a musical family in a town called Baia na Pog in West Kerry. Born on August 26, 1949, died January 9th, 2023. So I'm going to take a big departure from the usual way that Shoal to Gale is done and devote the entire program to the music and life of Seamus Begley. I had the fortune, great fortune, of meeting him several times and spending time with him in the green room before shows and chatting with him after shows and seeing him perform on stage with Oisín MacDiarmada and the band that Oisín leads, Teda, and with the Irish Christmas in America show that Oisín also leads. And so I'm going to take a lot of liberty that the station gives us DJs in what we do and how we do it, and take a few minutes at the beginning of the show and just read about Seamus's life. So this is from a publication in Ireland that just gives honor to Seamus. And it begins, West Kerry's rich musical landscape has been deprived of one of its most gifted and colorful exponents with the death of accordion player and singer Seamus Begley. Born and reared in a vibrant musical family in West Kerry, Seamus, or James as he was known locally, was the fifth of nine children. His father, Brendan, was from Ballydavid, and his mother, Mary Ellen, née Lynch, was a native of Baile na Pog. His father played the melodeon, and his mother was a beautiful singer who sang songs in both Irish and English. It was an Irish-speaking household located in the heart of the Dingle Peninsula, known as Corca Dubhne. The Begley farmhouse was steeped in music, a fact that no doubt influenced Seamus's father, Brendan, when he decided to open a dance hall in nearby Mearlock, where Seamus, as a young teenager, and his brother, Brendan, played nightly. It was a musical and social apprenticeship that served Seamus well. He loved playing at the Cayley for the dancers and seeing how his rousing accordion tunes lifted the dancers, propelling them through the sets with gusto. As the eldest son, Seamus inherited the family farm. Although he lived by the wild Atlantic and a stone's throw from Brandon Creek, the sea held no attraction for him. His greatest loves in life were music and driving tractors. And whenever he got the chance, he married his passions with his accordion beside him on the tractor, all the better to accommodate regular musical interludes during his long days of labor. Seamus was possessed of a voice like no other, a strapping man with a physicality born of working the land. He sang with extraordinary tenderness. His voice was gentle and rich in tone, and he inhabited every word of his chosen songs in Irish and English with a depth of expression, feeling, and a subtlety of phrasing that set him apart. His mischievousness was another hallmark of his personality, and no one within hearing distance was immune from his razor-sharp witticisms, imbued with all the subtleties of both Irish and English, each one accentuated by the accompanying antics of his pair of gamey eyebrows. His first album was called On Kiriach Malaher, and he recorded that with his eldest sister, Moya, in 1973 on the Gail Lynn label. Together, they recorded a second album, Plengste by an Epoch, in 1989. He encountered the Australian guitarist, didgeridoo player, and composer Steve Cooney later, and that proved to be a lightning rod for an extraordinary collaboration that propelled the music of West Kerry to a global stage. Their seminal recording, Mihail, released in 1992, reshaped our understanding of traditional music with its driving rhythms born of the dance floor and its delicate and intimate songs. The duo toured extensively with Steve living next door to Seamus for many years. The full force Gale of an album was re-released in 2015, a timely reminder of just how fundamentally it shifted the tectonic plates beneath the tradition, capturing the velocity of live performance, the syncopations on guitar, and the intimacies of Seamus's chosen songs, buoyed by Steve's pinprick precision accompaniment. So I think I'll stop the reading of that information about Seamus's life and play a few tunes, a set of tunes from that first album, the title of which was On Kiriach Malaher, and that Seamus recorded with his sister Moira, and the first tune is called A Poistín Fionn. The second one, you'll recognize the melody if you're a long-time fan of Celtic music. The name is Éamon an Cnic, and it's more popularly known as Ned of the Hill, Ned on the Hill. The third tune is just called Polka, which it is. And then the fourth tune will be instrumental of the title track of the album, On Kiriach Malaher. And so here is four tunes from that album, Seamus Begley and his sister Moira.
In fjord, a kris a hegne gar ilum. A kiach a gal a mar van an ol, sa pib mar al la martan. Is tasam mar ruan, mar ruan, mar ruan. Is tasam mar ruan, is madra. Maronus machaman gabon, she
Shem anachnik ata batef for a flach o hir hul shlete gosklanta Skovel pudor gotov da hir hedelat eskomem misharen muhta es fadem mishemo Feng nach des Verhoek, Skandal nach der Gamerene. Mahesh roch ganz kor, Smavraner gan kor, Skania da Gamerene. Nil kare da gam estanud lam san agla koch memoch no de nach gadol har farigas or is on a fillen dom
thank you.
So, duet with Seamus Begley and his sister Moira, some instrumentals from Seamus. We heard his talent on the accordion small box, concertina big box. He was master at all. All right, now I'm going to play a couple of tunes that feature Seamus and Stephen Cooney, the Australian guitarist with whom he partnered on several different albums over the years. So I think the first one is a tune called Bear Mulguracht, and then I'll play one called Brokna Kerigna Banya. These are from an album, compilation called Trad at Heart, the best of traditional music. Anyway, a couple of tunes from Seamus with Stephen Cooney.
Bear mo gurach ngadu ing linna Shitir maru ni tadlu dam khrishe Du hig mo ges fod mahin shar Mgrag do wis ng glor drichtul magrada schletes da nelten narde barach nok vrien hin skone fachalschen bin oski hes nshin tat Is don con rir dach li le blanin. Tur ma grasa da raden dangin. Da chuan fiun tra angastar na canhe. Da chau ma naris glau nal in galtir Ma chug a brach gan meir fan na masksan Bwivin dosag a hog nuer visan Himmelen roliner borne tidan Eges duch kjolta am njons na kvilte Lelinde smålin ang lord bivin Da menschen sud hier such waren Erahi druch da hschug ach maden A kein se korol e korsen ich naste Is leaf and vold on the dawn of our run. Is here Koshaun Ganavren Gandaut Tanan Nirhjum Tishvanla Skargiller Kaumilan Nalle
Sin stan vanni achroig machri is dan shimi It's lies left for in a gum brach. Did he this hata o vaun bas skafni sukha beg the vol achta gas gach no
So you heard the fine guitar playing of Stephen Cooney, and then you've been able to hear the incredible voice of Seamus Begley. All right, a little bit more. Seamus thrived in the company of sterling guitarists, and after his partnership with Cooney was sundered, he went on to record and tour with two further superb guitarists, Jim Murray and Tim Eady. Regan, his 2001 album with Murray, was the Irish Times Traditional Album of the Year, and he recorded a 2010 album with Tim Eady, aptly titled Disgrace Notes, featuring some beautiful harmony singing with his daughter Maeve and a fine set composed by his concertina-playing son Owen. Later, he enjoyed another heady collaboration with Sligo fiddle player O'Sheen McDermida, recording the album Le Cale in 2012 and several other albums having to do with the Irish Christmas in America touring group. McDermida also invited Seamus to join his band, Teda, and there followed a more rambunctious global traveling with Teda in the company of what Seamus called his boy band. Despite having such a peerless voice, Seamus didn't get around to recording an album of songs of his own until 2015. The album, titled The Bold Carryman, shone a light on that glorious voice and also revealed Begley's eclecticism with Scottish songs such as the Loch Tay Boat Song and a duet with Damien Dempsey on the banks of the Sweet Princess. A born collaborator, he sang with Mary Black, Moran, Nick Amley, and many others. And in an interview to mark his TG4 Gradham Keel Award as Singer of the Year in 2013, he expressed a desire to sing a duet with Dolly Parton. So with that, I think I'll devote the rest of the show just playing tunes from Seamus's time with, I've got one tune with Jim Murray. I wasn't able to find my copy of the Tim Eadie album. I know I've got it, but I just couldn't put my hands on it in time for tonight. So, there's a tune, a song of the tune that he and his sister did their first album, the On Kiriak Malahar album. And this is the song with words, Seamus with Jim Murray. And then I'll shift into a couple of songs with the fine Sligo fiddler, Oisin MacDiarmid. I think the first one is Crinla on Linayosa. Sorry, having to read my notes and the phonetic pronunciation of the Gaelic. Crinla an Lina Irsa, Candles of Jesus. It's a Christmas song. And then another tune, Gila Machri with Oisin MacDiarmid.
Snuff where she stick
gnamon sugarime o da hasol gon de frabshin si a queen a kedariger da rodor valos a krilam khlasen de o Vado, vado, chido. Ai, diga, harde, ni flor, no galan, no me. Cordon, no banta, besar, dan angare. Dan guiar, ichman, lehe, adam, chedar, Lena vreje blader a dog on snagare o snaf feather canyon Rodrigo. A sail shun a dro. If win no gin elva, falling mirra alone. Chafedan a see her, the mochtes no mron. Show even a sorry her, shashi han gado. Clogy knee bin sun the clean fairy knee the long the right call to great heaver a gangle the shine mine shared on the On land of the time. Shafela on the reaving, Shafela big one. I ask Jesus, Mahishana, Galalam on the wind. In all in your even, Garcia.
Strina, a regal law. ni hegem em winter arif na rachte go skalle garin ni doch rist ach na sastol dovrastigen am
Support comes from Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, sharing the expertise and skills of partner members to help Boulder County nonprofit organizations build their capacity and deliver on their missions. Details on how to partner with Social Venture Partners can be found at socialventurepartnersbouldercounty.org.
So the last couple of tunes there were with Seamus Begley and O'Sheen. Seamus was laid to rest on the 14th of January, last Saturday. Thousands of people attended his funeral in the west of Kerry, and the priest at the interment said that he was the king of the parish, and Seamus's music came from his heart and soul. His love for the land, the Irish language, and his family were paramount, and he shared his talent generously. And he was laid to rest at the foot of Mount Brandon in West Kerry. The president of Ireland, Michael Higgins, was in attendance and offered his condolences in a statement that said, "It's with sadness that lovers of Irish music across the world will have heard of the death of Seamus Begley. Seamus will be remembered as one of Ireland's finest accordion players, as well as a beautiful singer. Sabina, my wife and I, had the pleasure of hosting Seamus for performances in Arras on Rochtaron, including at the state dinner held in honor of their majesties, the King and Queen of the Netherlands, in June 2019, on which occasion he was accompanied on vocals by his daughter Maeve and on guitar by Donna Hennessy. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, paid tribute also, saying that, as with all those who knew Seamus, we will remember him for his talent, his warmth, his sense of fun, that lasting impression which he left on all those he met. And I can personally attest to all of that. He was a remarkable man. Verard Carr went on to say, Seamus Begley was loved throughout Ireland, and in particular his beloved West Kerry. He was one of the most accomplished accordion players we have ever seen. He was a gifted storyteller and remained close to his Gaeltacht roots. So with that, coming up to the top of the hour already, my goodness, where has the time gone? I haven't even been able to play all of the songs that I had hoped to. But there certainly are plenty that you can find on Bandcamp or iTunes or wherever you choose to find music. So I think now I will close with tunes off his personal solo album, although he did do a couple of duets with folks. I don't have that much time, but I will get in a bit of the Lochte boat song that he did in a duet with, who did he do that one with? I think he did that one with Damien Dempsey, and then a bit of the Banks of the Sweet Primrose. And then I'm going to close with Wrap the Green Flag Round Me, Boys, which is a bit of a rebel song, but if you listen closely to the lyrics, I think it is a fitting song with which to end tonight's show in honor of Seamus Begley. So here is the Lochte boat song, a bit of the Banks of the Sweet Primrose, and then when I come to time, I will switch over. No, on second thought, I won't either. I think I will just do the Lochte boat song and then close with Wrap the Green Flag Round Me, Boys. So here is the Scottish tune, the Lochte boat song, that demonstrates his eclectic approach to music.
In Rua, you'd love me. in twite brown or gold, be they blacker than the snow, they're no more worth to me than the melting flake of snow. And her eyes are like the gleam of the sunlight on stream, and the songs the fairies sing are like songs she sings at milking time. But my heart is filled with woe, for last night she bade me go, and the tears began to flow as I sing. She's my beauteous Nimrua, she's my joy and sorrow too, and if she'll prove untrue, well, I cannot live without her, for my heart's a boat in tow, and I'd give as I roved out one midsummer's morning to view the fields and to take the air, 'twas down by the banks of the sweet primroses. There I beheld a lovely fair. Says I, fair maid, where can you be going? And what's the occasion of all your grief? I will make you as happy as any lady, if you will grant me one small relief. Stand off, you false deceiver. You are a false, deceitful man. It is you that is causing my poor heart to wander, and to give me comfort, it is all in vain. Now I'll go down to some lonesome valley, pretty small birds do change their voices, and every moment blows blustrous wind. Thank you.
For up the green flag around me buys, to die were far more sweet. With Erin's noble emblem, boys, to be my winding sheet. In life I long to see it wave and follow where it led. But now my eyes grow dim, my hand would grasp its last white shred. Or up the green flag round me buys, to die were far more sweet. With
comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Netherlands, presenting Smooth Money Jesters celebrating 20 years Saturday, January 21st. Ticket information and more at thecariboo.com.
Support comes from Lucille's Creole Cafe in Boulder, a sponsor of KGNU's 2023 Mardi Gras Bash. The bash takes place on Saturday, February 4th at the Avalon Ballroom. Tickets and information can be found at kgnu.org.
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
¶¶